Hi there. Welcome to the Agency Toolkit Podcast, a podcast where we discuss stories, strategies, and techniques to help you build a successful and profitable digital marketing agency. Our episodes contain inspiring conversations with CEOs and entrepreneurs and leave you with actionable tips, ideas, and strategies you can implement into your business today. We are happy to have you with us. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and get inspired.
Hello, and thank you for tuning into today's episode of the Agency Toolkit. I am your host, Julia McLaughlin. I'm here today with my guest, Jacqueline Ruiz of JJR Marketing, and today we are discussing how you can utilize technology to be more productive. Jacqueline is currently the CEO of JJR Marketing, one of the fastest growing top marketing and public relations agencies in Chicago, and Fig Factor Media, which is a media publishing company that helps individuals bring their books to life. Jacqueline is also the founder of Fig Factor Foundation, which is a tongue twister, which is a not-for-profit organization dedicated to giving vision, direction, and structure to young Latinas. Thanks so much for joining us today, Jacqueline.
Thank you. What a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. So let's dive into a couple questions so that we can get to know you a little bit. So what motivates or inspires you?
When I was 21 years old, I was diagnosed with cancer. Oh, wow. And when I was 23, I was basically they found a pre-cancerous cyst by my liver that led to the complete reconstruction of my digestive system and the prognosis of either dying or being fed out of a tube for the rest of my life. Wow. So when I think about what inspires me is life. It inspires me to be alive. It inspires me to be healthy. It inspires me to have heard the word cancer twice in correlation to my body by the age of 23.
Yeah.
And having the opportunity to be 38 and thriving and in more energy than ever before and more successful than ever before. Mm-hmm. But most importantly, at the core is the beauty of life.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I love that answer. That is such a difficult thing to go through. And I think it's such a great reminder to many of us, you know, that take the little things for granted that, you know, you're here, you're healthy, you're alive, make the most of every day. Yeah. That's incredible. So how did you get into digital marketing?
I didn't even know that I wanted to do marketing. Came to the United States when I was 14 years old. I didn't speak a word of English.
Wow.
And imagine by the age of 23, I created a marketing communications agency working primarily with Caucasian CEOs.
Okay.
It took everything inside of me to have the confidence, to have the strength to say, I can do this, even in a language that I didn't even know when I was, 14. So I felt a relentless passion for, combining two of my worlds. I've always been a dreamer and I've always been very pragmatic. And one thing that has come to basically explain how my brain is wired in left and right brain is that I became one of the few Latina sports airplane pilots in the United States. And to me, that is the best example that I can give you on why I got into the marketing world, because I see marketing as an art and I see it as a science. Mm-hmm. And it was, these two worlds and how they come together that explains exactly how I'm wired and explains the reason for our incredible success over the years, over the last 15 years as an agency and being rated one of the top agencies in Chicago for 5 consecutive years. And it's such a, especially from where I came from, right? And it goes to show that when you're passionate about something and when you know that, I started off as more traditional marketing, of course, because 15 years ago, it wasn't as strong. As I navigated through this, I started finding out, it's amazing to co-dream with our clients and help them create a vision that they don't even know that exist.
Yes.
And giving them what they need instead of what they want. And that takes guts, right? Because a client might be throwing money at you. And just because you do digital marketing or social media marketing or PR, that doesn't mean that that is a solution for that client. So I'm very cognizant of being a trusted partner and saying, I do PR. we do, you know, traditional marketing, integrated marketing, digital marketing, social media marketing. But you know what? You don't need any of that stuff right now. What you need is a sound client relationship management system first, connecting it to your accounting system or whatever, and then we'll do the marketing, right? And
I love that.
So for me, it has been, you know, this amazing journey that led me to this point now, leading with honesty, especially in this world, as you know. I mean, sometimes people, you know, they charge like attorneys, right? It's like,
yeah,
every 15-minute increments. I'm like, I'm not a law firm, right? It's like, we're a marketing agency. We're supposed to be the ones that allow you to dream. And you have that, you know, I call it divine downloads or an inspiration at 3 o'clock in the morning. You should have somebody that you rely on and say, you know what? I want to make this idea come to life. How do I pragmatically do that?
Yeah.
So to me, is this beautiful combination of dreaming and pragmatic, and where they unite, that zero point is where a lot of the magic lies, or what I call magics, which is magic times 10 because of the X, you know, being from
the West. Yeah, I love that.
I think it's a marketer in me that always makes up all these amazing words.
Yes, totally.
But yeah, that's how I'm wired, and it's just such a beautiful, you know, that's how I ended up in marketing.
That's such a great story. That's amazing. And then, so how did JJR Marketing come to be?
23 years old. My first client was an Indian restaurant.
And sorry, so it was 23 when you got diagnosed with cancer the second
yes.
time? And,
yes.
And that's the year you started your business.
Yes. And actually, you're going to find this fascinating because this Indian restaurant was my first client. Mm-hmm. And it was at this Indian restaurant where I ate an Indian spice that saved my life.
Okay.
This is where I discovered that I had a cyst by my liver that was precancer level 4. And that's what led to this whole thing with reconstructing my digestive system. I literally went to the restaurant. I've never had Indian food in my life.
Yep.
And as I'm walking out, I noticed that they had 3 little containers. I chose the purple one. I said, I want to be part of your culture. I want to embrace you, because that's what marketers do.
Yeah.
We embrace people's lives. We get deep and we find out, we ask the questions so that we can come up with the best solutions to help them reach their goals.
Totally.
So I wanted to be part of their culture. I put one of the spices in my mouth and my life changed. I started feeling disoriented, dizzy, scratching, you know, like itchiness from head to toe. My eyes, the white part of my eyes got yellow. Excruciating pain. I ended up being hospitalized, 2 different hospitals, 40 doctors. They had no idea what I had. And they discovered that I was born with a condition that happens in 1 out of 150,000 people in this hemisphere.
Yeah.
And that I had type 2, which is 3% of the cases found. How did they find it? When I ate that spice, which is called cardamom, it's also known as the queen of spices. So if I would have picked the green or the blue container, wouldn't have done anything. But I picked the queen of spices, the purple one that I love so much.
Cardamom.
People give me purple stuff.
Yeah.
Cardamom.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And put it in my mouth. And that caused an allergic reaction on the cyst that I had between the gallbladder and my liver.
Yeah.
And the bile wasn't getting through. And this is why I was experiencing all these very unusual, weird symptoms. So they ended up removing gallbladder, bile ducts, cutting the intestine in half, connecting it to the liver, connecting to itself. And they said, if it doesn't work, we're going to have to feed you out of a tube for the rest of your life. If you don't die over the next 2 weeks, as the bile can leak into the organs and disintegrate them.
Wow.
And I looked at the doctor and I said, doctor, thank you so much for that information. I appreciate it. I just have one request. And he says, yeah. I said, I need to get out by next Thursday. I have finals for my marketing associate, and I'm graduating with honors. I also had to get back to my client, my first client, that Indian restaurant that where I ate that spice, and said, I'm going to do this. So 2 weeks later, I even still had the tube, you know, with a drain. I was doing a presentation to the chamber about India and about the majestic beauty of the Indian culture and how it saved my life.
Wow.
And came back, they removed the tube. They said everything is fine. And here I am. And that's how my marketing agency started, with a miracle.
That is amazing. Yes, no kidding. That is an incredible story. I can't believe that.
So marketing saved my life in a way. I mean,
yeah.
If I wouldn't have, they had been looking for me for 6 months after I left a private chain of restaurants, of high-end restaurants, mm-hmm. as a marketing director. They literally were looking for me.
Yeah,
I left because I was, you know, I was pregnant with my first child, and that's mm-hmm. why I left. And that's around the same time that I started the agency. Mm-hmm. And then they called me in to, you know, like, we've been looking for you for 6 months, Jackie. I'm like, well, you know, I've been kind of busy giving birth to my, you know, baby, you know.
Yeah.
I was, you know, and that's where, you know, that's the beginning of JJR Marketing 15 years ago.
Wow.
And that's when my life, you know, I was born again.
Yeah, absolutely. That's such a cool story. That's really inspiring. And then how does JJR Marketing, how do you guys differentiate yourselves from your competitors?
I think, you know, the why we do it is absolutely a differentiator. And the best way that I can illustrate this is that one time, I mean, we were going through a rough patch. It was the recession, you know, and we had, you know, just a lot of expenses, and we needed money. I mean, we needed money to come in. You know, mm-hmm. those times where you're like, how am I going to make payroll? How am I going to make this happen? And I remember sitting outside of a client's, you know, location, praying, I mean, literally praying for God to implant abundance in my heart, because at that moment I needed money and I was thinking of scarcity, and I said, this is not gonna work, right? But if I go with abundance, with a mindset of abundance, then I can be the best trusted partner for this client.
Yeah.
And I just like did some meditation and I just fill myself with that light and abundance. I said, you know what, if this is to be, it'll be. If it's not, then I'll walk away, you know, and I'll be okay.
Yeah.
So I did that exercise before I walked in. And of course I walk in, there's like five executives around the room, and I'm the only woman, I'm the only Latina, I'm the youngest. And they're saying, oh, what do you got? What do you got there? I said, well, I don't have any flashy marketing brochures with me, but I'd like to find out more about you. Well, you know, you're the sixth agency that we, you know, so you got to show us, you know, what makes you different. And I said, you know what? I honestly have nothing to sell because I don't really know what you need. You might know what you want, but I don't even know what you need. So allow me to guide you into the process of asking you some questions, and then we'll uncover this together. We'll discover what you really need.
Yeah.
And if I'm the solution to that, we'll make it happen. If not, I'll walk away. Fine. Oh my God. I started asking them questions. They were blown away. Questions that the five other agencies or six other agencies did not even bother to ask. Because they were coming in and saying, hi, we do marketing, we do social media, and social media must be what you need.
Yeah.
Here's, you know, the proposal. I'm like, how can I even do that? I walked away from that meeting. They gave me a $15,000 check. When I was trying to push it away, and I said, wait a minute.
No way.
Why are you giving me money? He's like, it's December, Jackie. We want to make sure that the marketing is associated to this year so we can deduct it this year. We don't know what you're going to do for us, but we definitely want to work with you. In fact, do you think we're a good enough client to work with you? And I said, wow. Yeah, I think I can definitely, if you listen, you know, I can guide you through the process, right? And I can, but I'm like, but you don't give me the money now. If you want, I can pick it up next week. I don't even know what I'm going to do because I have to go back, analyze all the information you gave me, put it on paper, and then come up with a sound plan. Jackie, we trust you. We've heard enough of what you have to say. You mm-hmm. are the company for us. So take this money and deposit it when you can. And then when you give us a proposal, we'll use it as credit.
That's so cool.
I walked away. I landed in the same spot that I was meditating, asking, you know, God for guidance and the universe and just getting myself filled with abundance.
Yeah.
And I sat in the same place with tears in my eyes saying, thank you. Right. And that is what I can best illustrate how we operate. We don't sell anything, but we solve problems. We serve people.
Yeah.
And we just happen to be very passionate about that. And even if the solution has nothing to do with us or us getting the money, mm-hmm. we don't compromise.
That's so cool. Yeah. It just sounds like you're super authentic. You know, you're super genuine. You genuinely want to help your prospective clients. So yeah, I think that's the best way to be in business. I think more people need to be like that. Yeah.
It's hard. It's hard sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
When a client is giving you a 5-6 figure, you know, proposal, and you're like, you know, our core values don't align. Take your money, take it somewhere else. but I'm not going to have my team go through that energy, the energy sucking vampires, you know, that you're going to become, because I can already tell that you will, you know, because their core values don't align. And it's the hardest thing, especially when you need the money, but it's the right thing to do.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I love that. I respect that a lot. So let's delve into our topic now. So we're going to be talking about how you can utilize technology to be more productive. So let's talk about project management for a minute. So how do you use software for your project management to keep you and your team organized and on time?
The premise of when I think of project management, number one, I think of this beautiful phrase said by Brian Tracy. He said, for every minute that you plan, you save 10 minutes in the execution of that plan.
Yeah, so true.
Technology, we currently use Trello, which is a visual project management system that allows us to be connected, when I'm in another continent, to be connected with the team real time, connected to an app where we can upload multimedia images, screenshots, comments, dates, so that all those combinations, you know, tagging people, getting email notifications, text notifications, it helps us at any given moment know exactly where a project stands. We have identified the process of a project, and then we, as we do this, we move the carts along the way, and it has an open channel of communication for us to know exactly where everybody's at when it comes to, you know, their projects. And we don't call it projects, we call it missions.
Oh, interesting. I love that.
Because, you know, a project's like, oh, okay, 9 to 5, okay, I'm done, you know, project, you know, as much as I was able to complete. And then on the other hand, if you call it missions, and if you feel that landing in the success of the client is a mission, you know, with those key performance indicators that you also track with a project management system, all of a sudden you're like, wow, you're wired. Instead of saying, oh, my mission, my project is to create an Eventbrite so that we can get the reservations for, you know, the registrations for this client. If you say, you know what, my mission is to secure at least $10,000 in additional revenue for this client through this program. Perfect. So you build it, and then you do everything, you know, that you can as a marketer to basically encompass all of those elements, right? So using algorithms as technologies, using the project management system, using, you know, those abilities to take notes. We have all in our core team now have gotten a product called Remarkable.
Okay.
That allows you to, it's basically like a notebook on Nitro. And, you know, writing that, converting it to text, being able to seamlessly communicate, it's amazing. And for international communications, there's nothing better than WhatsApp, you know, transmission of files, audio, video connections. Like once we started going international, especially with our sister company, Thick Factor Media, and doing books for authors around the world, we realized that we have to have a seamless way to communicate real time so that we don't get, you know, the mission of, you know, of our client get derailed because of one small detail that, you know, didn't get captured.
Makes sense. That sounds like you guys have a great process in place. So what kind of software do you use as part of your client onboarding process?
We typically use Trello for that as well. Many clients want to have that transparency flow between projects. So we incorporate, you know, Trello, we bring them to the board so they can see the reference items. They can see what items are in the content stage or review stage, design stage, and they can see, they can follow us directly through that process. And clients love that, you know, being able to access that. We're also exploring Monday.com, which is another amazing software that also gives you this visual timeline of deliverables. When it comes to tracking billing for clients, we use Smartsheets, which is basically like an Excel online, you know, series of sheets there that allow you and give you that opportunity to create also a visual component of where the projects are at in correlation to the billing cycle.
Okay.
And those items.
Very cool. So, and do you use software as part of your new employee training process at all? Do you use software, you know, when you're training new employees, do you have that as part of your new employee onboarding process at all? Is there any kind of software that you use?
No, but I use a technique that, you know, when they come on board, Mm-hmm. What I typically do is I allow the team member to spend time with each one of our members, understanding the technology that they use. For example, a new project manager or a new mission manager, as we call them, spending time with our creative director, understanding, you know, the technologies that are used for website development, understanding the technologies that are used for designing, you know, designing software, you know, when you use Illustrator versus InDesign versus this, or how the files and the specs and, you know, have to be built, you know, if it's multiples of two, multiples of four, if it's perfect bounding, if it's this. So all those different things behind it. We also, PR, we do a ton of PR, and that's one of the things that also differentiate it as the fact that a lot of other digital agencies and marketing agencies hire us to do their own PR and PR for their clients. And we use a software called Cision that allows us to basically have real-time access to the data, the contact information from all the reporters around the United States in all the different beats in the trade publications, the trade media. Mm-hmm. So if a client says, you know, I have a new innovative product, who, you know, let's look at where the innovation beats for those trade publications so we can intercept those conversations. And so we're able to reduce that time frame of researching and investigation to a minimum.
Okay, very cool. And then are there any other kinds of software that you depend on in your business to help keep you guys organized and productive?
Constant Contact is also another one that we've used. We've actually started using it since they started, you know, when I myself as a founder of JJR was doing HTML code.
Yeah.
I found that, you know, I'm trilingual. I speak, you know, Spanish, obviously English and German. And I also speak a little bit of the HTML code. Mm-hmm. And I remember doing and using that code because I felt an immediate connection. I'm like, I'm such a nerd of like things, you know, so I love flying airplanes so much because I can, you know, I can be dreamy, but I could also like, oh my gosh, you know, I have to look at the cockpit and all the controls. And I love that. And I fell in love with HTML and I started using HTML inside Constant Contact 15, 16, 17 years ago. And I've seen their evolution, you know, to add more products, to augment their offerings, becoming one of the, you know, the leading ESPs in the market.
Yeah, totally.
So it's pretty cool.
Okay. So
I'll tell them my story one day, you know.
Definitely. Can you talk about any automated processes that you guys have set up in your agency?
Yes. Billing is an automated process that we use, again, a combination of Smartsheet and the communication with the account, with it, like all of this stuff sort of combines. We also bring Trello into the process. So when we have additional, you know, billable items, you know, we kind of plug that in. We also use another technology called bill.com where I'm able to, you know, at a batch, basically get all of the, you know, all of the bills uploaded. And then I can, you know, once I personally, I mean, that's kind of a personal thing. I review them, then, you know, that connection with the, you know, the QuickBooks and everything else, I kind of facilitate that process. But as soon as they send the invoice, for example, to a specific email address that we dedicated, it uploads it into this program called bill.com, which I now can see all of the pending bills, all the pending, you know, things that are coming up.
Okay.
So it's pretty cool.
That's interesting. Yeah. I love setting up automations. It's such a smart way to save time. Mm-hmm. Are there any cool apps that you've discovered that you'd like to share with us?
I think, well, Remarkable is one that I'm discovering right now. And it's, you know, for creatives to have the freedom of writing and drawing, or like my German teacher said, extending your soul through writing.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful. And then the pragmatic approach to converting that to text and being able to share that with the team. I'm absolutely loving it. I also think Trello, the app, is absolutely amazing. Let me look at my my app. Blinklist is another amazing way to be productive because it basically takes the classics and all amazing books and every topic that you can think of. Mm-hmm. I literally listen to at least 2 to 3 books every morning because it downloads it to like 15 minutes with little sound bites of each chapter.
Yes, I downloaded an app that does that as well, and it's so smart.
The best.
I love it.
The best. And it saves you so much time, so much effort. There's also, let me see here, The scanner apps, instead of you going through a scanner and like, oh, it doesn't work now. I mean, obviously doing that through your phone with contracts and all that, any sort of signed autograph, you know, autographing, right? I feel like they give us their autograph every time they sign a contract.
Yeah.
You know, doing that has helped us a ton. We're going to be implementing like a kind of a timer app that allows us to, you know, keep track of our collaborators because we're expanding our team rapidly. And sometimes, okay, you know, we don't have enough hours to, you know, to say, oh my gosh, we're going to just expand to the universe. I mean, we need apps, right, to be able to plug into.
Yes.
So they can keep track of the time and the project. So that's something that we're working on implementing at the moment.
Okay, very interesting. What are some mistakes that digital marketers are making when it comes to using technology to boost productivity?
Not spending enough time developing the process that drives that technology.
Yep.
Also, not thinking about the human elements, you know, when deploying that, mm-hmm. Not making it human friendly, you know, being unrealistic with the expectations of that technology. And really not dedicating time to the planning. Like I said, I mean, like Brian Tracy said, I mean, every minute saves you 10 minutes in the execution of a plan. So yeah, it is the time where you actually find all the flaws, find the gaps, find the holes, mm-hmm. To be able to do that. And then not testing it enough, right? I mean, sometimes you do something and when you get to step number 9, when you're, you know, quite advanced, you know, because you had a vision and you start working on something and you get to step number 9, you're like, wow, this is not going to work for us because you've discovered that there's a unique element in your process that has mm-hmm. to be captured that this technology doesn't. So doing all your due diligence, you know, up front, testing it out with the team, asking questions, you know, open it up so everybody has an opportunity to say, you know what, I like this. No question is a dumb question, right? I mean, just bring it all the, or Dale Carnegie said, what is the worst case scenario, right? Mm-hmm. Illustrate the worst case scenario about using that technology for productivity. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you can elaborate that and if you can figure out a solution so that you can eliminate those gaps in the worst case scenario, you're golden.
I love that.
Might seem like pessimistic, you know, it's like, oh, worst case scenario, but it actually helps you bring the best case scenario out.
Absolutely. Yeah. Beautiful. You got to get in there, properly test it out, put those processes in place, make sure your team is happy and understands how to use the software. So yeah, just having that due diligence is very important. Where do you see JJR Marketing in 5 years' time?
I see JJR Marketing as a continuously growing entity. Mm-hmm. You know, the way that I measure our success is not through egos or the money that we make, is the impact that we make in people. Because I know as a faith-based leader that the more people that we serve, you know, like Zig Ziglar said, you know, help enough people get to their dreams and you'll have your dreams taken care of. And,
yeah,
you know, we, you know, staying in abundance and doing what I did in the middle of a pandemic. I mean, Julia, you're not going to believe this, but many of us went through, you know, crap, right? Going and trying to figure out how do we stay afloat in the pandemic? What is this going to mean to us? Mm-hmm. Are we going to be in and out of business? And I literally, one day I had a divine download, a lightning in my heart. And I said to the team, I said, A, I'm not going to lower your hours. B, I'm not going to cut your pay. And C, I'm going to give you a raise before the end of the pandemic. And you have my
word. Wow.
I hung up the phone and I was like, holy crap, what did I just actually do? Right. But that, putting it out there and letting my team know, you know what, I beefed up our savings, our cash flow as a company mm-hmm. to carry you through another year without changing anything because
yeah.
I care about you. And then as a result of that, I have the most amazing committed team that I've ever dreamed of because they know that I have their back and I know that they have my back as well. And
yeah.
that to me excites me. And I know that if we continue to do that, augmented by technology, augmented by all these best practices and the heart of service, we're going to continue to grow exponentially.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's really cool. I love that. Well, we're getting ready to wrap up here, but first we have the Fast Five, which are 5 rapid fire questions. So what's a book you've read that's made an impact on you?
Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill.
Okay. And what does your morning routine look like?
wake up at 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, shower, listen to at least 2 to 3 books from the app Blinkist, and doing a little bit of writing meditation.
Is there a CEO that you follow or study?
I love Elon Musk with, you know, his innovation and just his divine downloads and what he manifests in various fields.
Yes, he's so inspiring. What is your favorite online tool? I know we've talked about a ton today, but do you have one that is your absolute favorite?
Right now, I mean, Trello is at the top of my list.
Trello?
I love Trello to coordinate all the details, all the magic.
All right, great. And then what's one thing you wish you had known when you began your career?
Believe in yourself more. You got this.
Great advice. I love that. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Jacqueline. It's been really great chatting with you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Agency Toolkit. We hope you've learned something new that you can implement into your agency today. If you liked this episode, please subscribe to our podcast, and we'll see you next time.